Washington.
And I'm Howard Rydell in Buffalo with WBFO News. Light snow and 19 degrees at 9:43. 2 to 3 feet of snow fell in many parts of western New York last night, mostly concentrated in South Buffalo and areas south of the city. Some of the more hard-hit areas include West Seneca, Lancaster, and Orchard Park, all of which are in a state of emergency this morning. 2 feet or more of snow has fallen across South Buffalo. WBFO's Eileen Buckley says Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown has issued a driving ban for South Buffalo.
There's about 2 feet of snow in South Buffalo. With blowing and drifting snow, there are whiteout conditions. So driving in South Buffalo is still pretty dangerous right now.
Mayor Brown issuing this partial driving ban from Clinton Street South.
On the recommendation of the Commissioner of Public Works and the Police Department, we've issued a driving ban for South Buffalo.
The mayor has been monitoring the situation around the clock, keeping a close watch on the lake snows. Mayor Brown has directed his Commissioner of Public Works to bring in as many snowplows into South Buffalo as possible to make the roads passable.
We don't want to see anyone injured or stuck. Very dangerous out there.
Mayor Brown is urging citizens to obey the South Buffalo travel ban and to take it easy on all city streets today.
Go slow, take your time, be safe. Certainly in South Buffalo, Clinton Street, south of Clinton Street, driving.
City Hall is open this morning. Garbage pickup will continue in areas of the city. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
The city is also reporting that at this time there are numerous vehicles stuck along South Park Avenue south of Lee Street and also at Elk Street between Lee and Bailey Avenue. City officials report whiteout conditions in both areas. It's been a tough morning for several motorists. One in particular, WBFO News Director Brian Meyer joins us with his story.
Well, it's the stuff storm stories are made of. Wicked weather, snow-clogged roads, stranded motorists. Count David Carr in that crowd. He's traveling from his home in the Washington, D.C. area to Toronto. But he's been stuck in his pickup truck on the I-190 near Blaisdell since about 1 a.m. We talked to him a little earlier today, asked him if he spotted any plows.
Only about 2 hours ago, I saw a couple, two or three, go westbound. And that was confirmed by this Captain Kennedy, who said, now, you may have seen plows going westbound. I said, yeah. He says, well, we're taking them down, and we're going to get them behind you guys. And then the problem is, in the last 4 or 5 hours, I'm looking out the door. I'm in a pickup truck and a Toyota Tundra, and there's 2 to 3 foot drifts. So we're all now sitting in a very nice parking space surrounded by snow, kind of like a polar bear trying to protect himself.
Well, Carr remains safe. He says he has some food, water, even a decent supply of gas, at least he's hoping. But probably not the best idea to make this trip in shorts and a T-shirt. Howard?
Brian Meyer, thank you very much. More than 2 feet of snow has fallen in the Lancaster area. WBFO's Cheryl Hagan has been reporting from her home in that town this morning, where heavy lake effect snows have stalled travel.
The snow continues to fall here in South Lancaster, with many residents stuck at home due to a travel ban. Side streets have yet to be plowed. Many of those neighborhood streets are covered with at least a couple feet of snow, and it appears the scene is the same in West Seneca, Orchard Park, Lackawanna, and Hamburg. The National Weather Service reports that 2 to 3 feet of snow came down overnight in those south towns areas, and they say another foot could come today before that lake effect ban moves into ski country. And then Old Man Winter is expected to hit hard again on Wednesday night into Thursday morning with another heavy lake effect snow ban. The good news, though, is that the weather will ease up heading into the weekend, and forecasters say we could see 50 by Monday. From Lancaster, Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.